B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Some Amesbury parents are looking for answers. Why Kelly's Roast Beef and Saugus is shut down, and a Straight Outta Compton star dropped from all his projects. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Cardi B forced to cancel shows for health reasons. Why doctors are telling her not to move.
Leroy has your sports.
And to all you lazy bums out there, if what the Bruins are doing doesn't motivate you, you're hopeless.
But first, an investigation is underway in the death of a 13-year-old Amesbury girl in Lawrence. Chloe Ricard was dropped off at the emergency room in Lawrence General Hospital and pronounced dead shortly after she was left there. Now, the circumstances surrounding her death are unknown and under investigation. An autopsy was scheduled to be performed yesterday. Kelly's Roast Beef on Route 1 in Saugus is closed, and this comes after a worker was diagnosed with typhoid fever.
So what?
Kelly's
typhoid fever.
Right?
What is that?
Kelly's voluntarily shut down so that the Saugus location's 110 employees could be tested, and reports say the employee in question had recently traveled to Guatemala.
Oh.
And the closure, though, only affects the Saugus location, so you can get your Kelly's.
That's good, because I need my roast beef with cheese and sauce.
Hold on. No, I don't care about that.
I might risk that typhoid fever.
Right. Like, how contagious is this thing? Oh, spread by contaminated food and water only. Okay. I'm thinking, like, outbreak, airborne.
I'm convinced that I already have salmonella, but my body fights it off consistently, so bring on the typhoid.
And Jason Mitchell, he played, you remember the movie Straight Outta Compton, he played Eazy-E in the movie.
Yeah.
He has been dropped from his agent, management, and current projects after harassment allegations. So he was dropped from an upcoming Netflix movie called Desperados, as well as Showtime's The Chi. I love that show. And some of the new info that's coming out is that several of his co-stars on The Chi said that they felt unsafe around Mitchell.
What?
And Tiffany Boone, she plays his girlfriend on the show.
Yeah.
She said she allegedly felt so unsafe that when she had to shoot scenes with him, she would have her fiance, he also stars on another show called Dear White People, that he would actually come to work.
Oh my
with
God.
Her.
Really?
So yeah, so I'm sure more will keep coming out about that. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Mel B wants to clear up all the rumors surrounding her going blind. So she was rushed to the hospital Friday after complaining that she couldn't see. And according to a source, she's fine now. She has herpes in her eye, so this can sometimes happen. Now, the herpes eye rumors got so out of control that she had to address them on Instagram, saying the stupid press has it all wrong. This has never happened to me before. And that she was diagnosed with severe iritis. I had to Google this because I didn't know how to pronounce it. Iritis in her right eye and uveitis in her left eye. Now, she's on medication. She's being closely monitored and will be back to normal in a few months. Meanwhile, she's already back in rehearsals for the Spice Girls reunion tour.
Did somebody fart in her pillow? Is that what happened?
You know, I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I'm sorry. Ice-T has a message for Amazon. Make your delivery drivers wear uniforms. So apparently he almost shot an Amazon driver who was delivering a package to his house because he wasn't wearing a uniform. Ice-T said, "That ain't safe." Quote, "I almost shot an MF-er creeping up to my crib last night. Just saying." Well, the complaint worked as Amazon's VP of Operations tweeted Ice-T back saying, quote, "Just saying, thanks for the suggestion. We MFing love you and we love our drivers."
Oh, that's funny.
And Cardi B is backing out of a performance scheduled for this weekend in Baltimore due to complications from recent plastic surgery. So I know, this is terrifying. Doctors are making Cardi B rest after her recent liposuction and breast augmentations have given her severe discomfort. Now, I guess it's so bad that doctors don't even want her to move around too much in order for swelling to go down. And they're highly recommending that she takes 2 weeks off.
Oh my God.
Other shows on the horizon might be affected. Cardi says she hates to let her fans down, but reassures them she'll see him in September.
That's awful.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Sox lost to the Blue Jays yesterday, 10-3. Also on June 29th and the 30th, the Sox and Yankees, they'll be playing each other for the first time outside of the country. Olympic Stadium in London is the place. It will be Major League Baseball's first regular season game in Europe. And for some reason, this is a big deal. It will be the first time the two teams will face each other on artificial turf. People are just making a big deal about that. The NFL may all... the NFL may allow players to smoke weed in the future. This is nice.
Okay.
The league and the Players Association have agreed to look into weed being used as a pain management tool for players. So they're going to get that done. I know they will. Looks like Julian Edelman will be a Patriot for life. Reports are he has signed a 2-year extension with the team. So congratulations to him. And it's going to be the Bruins and St. Louis Blues in the Stanley Cup final. I'm hearing a lot of people around here saying that the Blues don't have a chance because of their so-called victory song, good luck anthem, Gloria.
I love this.
How do you bang hockey sticks to this and get ready to just destroy them?
Listen.
Yo, I will say, because I was watching the end of the game last night, and like they were celebrating on the ice, and then this came on, I was like, this is the song that you're using to get you.
Well, you know what? Let me say this, and I know people are going to come at me, but Boston fans, we really don't have the right to say anything about this song.
Really?
Sweet Caroline is corny, too. I know people are going to be upset, okay, no, but I don't care.
Okay.
Daggone, Shipping Up to Boston is played out. It's played
least,
out.
At least Shipping Up to Boston. Listen to this. Like Shipping Up to Boston, at least like kind of starts like it's kind of like bah, bah.
Man, but like I said, it's a good song. But it is played out, man.
It is
every single time. You got to come up with something different.
But if you had to choose between Gloria and this,
I'd come out and.
Where's your Irishness?
It's not like we don't know this song.
Yeah. We've
heard it a million times. If I had a choice,
I'm right now to hit a baseball.
I would come out to this song. But all I'm saying is we need to pause, pump the brakes. Let's not make fun of St. Louis.
Why don't you come up with your own anthem, Leroy? Come up with something on your own.
He would, come up with like some R&B song.
Let's go.
Oh, stop it.
Yes,
he'll bring out a marching band.
Yeah. No. He'll be like, Usher, Let It Burn.
Right. And remember, the Bruins, 11 days off until the Stanley Cup final, game one, which is going to be on Monday. And they could have, I know you and I, if I had 11 days off, I would be a lazy bum. I'd just be sitting around.
You're a lazy bum anyway.
No, I'm not. But the Bruins are not going to do that. Actually, they're going to have a scrimmage tomorrow night at the Garden. Tickets are going up. You can get tickets to go to this thing. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and the event will be kicking off at 7 p.m. Again, game one goes down Monday night. Sox and Blue Jays tonight, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. As you know, prom season underway can be a tough time if you either have bad memories of the prom or you couldn't get a date. But for 97-year-old Helen Dennis of Rhode Island, she wasn't able to go in the 20s because they were in the middle of
a
depression.
The 20s?
Money was scarce, so she couldn't go.
It's going to be the 20s next year.
Listen. 1920.
Oh, okay.
Well, her granddaughter, Julie, making Helen's dream come true. She made her a crown, created a promposal, asked her to be her date to the prom. The principal agreed to it. And on Friday, Helen and Julie are getting picked up by a trolley and going to the prom.
Will she make it?
I love it.
Now
you are going to hell, and you're going with him. That's your good news in this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. Become an aviation maintenance technician today. In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds you just repaired soar back in the sky. Log on to bostonwingman.com for more info.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.